Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome, Talking Yanks pregame show. The postseason begins now. Okay, hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's Talking Yanks pregame show. We're going to talk about the Yankees and the Red Sox game. Playoffs start today. Yankees need to win the games. And emotions are running hot. Mm. They needed a little dirt and passion, right, Zach?
Little dirt and passion gets you a long way. Jake knows that.
Right, Jake?
That's what BBD's doing right now.
Ooh.
Big game, fellas.
Big important game.
Big game, Gerrit Cole, Nathan Eovaldi. I mean, dude, this is the season.
Yep.
This is the season, this game, because for so many reasons. The Red Sox are on a 7-game win streak. So if they get to 8 and they beat Cole and the Yankees, like that's almost like they go full NBA Jam mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've won 7 in a row, but it was 2 against the Mariners, the Orioles, and the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
If they get to 8, including Cole and the Yankees, they're on fire. The Yankees, who they're playing tonight,
yes,
and this is primarily a Yankee show, Talking Yanks pregame show, it's mostly Yanks.
Mostly, majority of the time, yeah.
They would have a 4-game win streak, which in baseball, that's like the start of something. Like, 3 games, you can't say
no,
we're on a streak.
It's nothing. Yeah, yeah.
If you win 4 games, that's when you kind of elbow your buddy, and it's like, are we about to get hot? And it's against the Sox. It's Cole on the mound. This is huge, man. This is huge. This is huge. Dude, we played some Crooked Ways, Filth Wish. I've got my voices going through my head right now.
That's Zach's band.
My brain is just cycling through all the bad impressions I do right now. And like right now, Regis Philbin is having a conversation to me in my head.
When you said I got my voices going through my head right now, I didn't think you meant impressions.
No.
I thought you meant like your demons were coming out the
door. No. Well, yes and no. My demons have
impressions. Regis.
Yeah.
That's nuts. So it's the pregame show. Talk about the lineup. All right, let's do it. The lineup is DJ LeMahieu's at third base. Anthony Rizzo, the lefty, at first base, batting second. Judge in right field. Stanton is DHing. Gallo in left field. He's a lefty. Gleyber Torres at second. Gio Urshela at short. Brett Gardner in center field. Higgy is the one catching. No Gary. No Voit. Expected it. Don't love it.
Yeah.
Without Gary, I think you trade Voit as the DH and the home run threat without Gary. Because Gardy and Higgy, I think that should be the form. If Higgy's in, then don't play Gardy, play Voit and put the Towers in the outfield.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I'm at this point, I'm not going to get mad about it. I mean, they're going to try to drop in Drip Voit, and if it's impactful, they'll feel great about it. You knew Higster was going to be out there. I mean, it just feels like one of those weird things. Like, I hope we don't look back at this. You know, I know Gallo has played a lot of games of left field at Fenway Park, but, you know, it's almost a little bit of waste. Like, it's outside of his skill set. He's really good at, you know, running and the throwing and the monsters out there. Guardy's played a lot of monster ball. It kind of hides his arm. Whatever, man. This is the lineup. I get it. Hey, hopefully the outfield defense shows up, because ours would have been Stanton in left field and Judge in center. So if a ball did drop, we'd be like, oh, well, you know, Yankees defense. So whatever. Go get it. Guardy's been playing a fine brand of baseball. But, yeah, you just, you know, if the Yanks are down 3-1 in the eighth and Gary and Voit haven't played yet, it's like, well, those are two of our best hitters.
Yeah.
That's a bad feeling.
Okay, hot take. Well, what to watch for? I'll go first. Ready?
I'm ready.
Gallo's feet, because I spent like hours yesterday making a video on it. Thanks to Harold Reynolds with the shout out. But if you didn't watch it, it's on the Talking Yanks channel, and he's inched closer to the plate, and it's helped him. So I'm pretty honed into that. Yeah. I'm gonna watch to see in his first at bat, is his left foot at the far side of that white umpire line, or is it to the front of the white umpire line? And then, Evaldi, he's got a nice fastball. Mm. Doesn't he throw a two-seamer?
Mm-hmm.
Does he try to exploit that outer edge? So I'm going to be tuned into that, because I just spent hours yesterday looking at it.
The game within the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you?
My what to watch for is a pretty big one. The Yankees cannot have the first error.
Okay.
You just cannot. You're going into Fenway Park, which earlier this season was a house of horrors. You know, season on the line. Like, you can have an error today or not turn double play, but it has to be after Boston has one. So you can say, like, all right, well, yeah, Boston had theirs. Devers booted one. So we booted one, too. An eye for an eye. That's baseball. If the Yankees have the first mistake today in a game that genuinely, if they don't win it, they have to come, like, super close to running the table the rest of the way. You just can't have the first mistake. Evaldi's good. Like, he can mow you down. But if... especially the new things going on with the Yankees. If one of the infielders boots one, that can't happen. And it's Cole. Like, the defense needs to be crisp, at least until Boston makes a mistake.
I mean, I think that's fair. I think they can't get scored on first. They can't. They have to play perfect baseball. And the more I look at that Rangers series, they didn't play perfect baseball. The Rangers just allowed them to take advantage of them being not great. So, yeah. I'm worried about, I mean, pitching path to victory, we have Cole. I'm worried about Cole. He's never pitched good as a Yankee in Fenway. And Red Sox fans aren't scared of him at all right now, and they don't need to be. And if he doesn't today, if he does what he did against the Twins? Who was that?
Indians.
You know, if Cole has a stinker.
Yeah. Big time.
But even if they just get to him and he's just not a stud, that narrative builds pretty big, and it becomes a big-time thing. It's like a half thing.
A little bit. I think they do have the spin zone. Depending how Cole looks today, he recently did have hammy stuff. So, like, that can be a spin zone off of it. But, yeah, I mean, Cole, you have to, if you don't have your A stuff, I mean, you got to empty the tank and get five as clean as possible. Whether if you only have your curveball today, like, snap that baby every pitch. If the heater's there and the other stuff's off, like, pump those heaters and put it in the spot it's got to be. I mean, this is the big game for him. Coming off a bad start, I almost like it. Unless he gets hit again, then it's a bad time. But
yeah,
like, dude, you got to go get it. It starts with Kike too. My goodness,
you
can't let Kike beat you.
I've said this around the office a lot, and to some other people that we were chatting with. If they lose this game, it won't hurt me more. I'm still at that place.
Right.
Because we were super high on the Rangers because we were at the stadium.
Right.
And then I've looked back at it, and I mean, like, they scored on a wild pitch. They stranded almost every runner. Like, it wasn't great. A lot of errors. So, if the Yankees play sloppy and Cole gets beat, I'll be like, yeah, that's what this season has been.
Yeah.
If they win, and then they're now a half game out with two more games, and they're stay a game and a half up on Toronto, I will be fully on the line.
Teeth in.
Because I think if they lose tonight, it's a very, very hard path.
Yeah.
They need to win this series and the next, and they need to sweep one of them.
I mean, a genuine, not even like Yankee fandom, just being baseball pundit Jake. Follow me on Instagram, at baseball pundit Jake. The Yankees have to go 6-3 the rest of the way. That's kind of a fair number. Like, 7-2, I know you mentioned that. Like, that secures it, like, for sure. That's a really good final stretch. 6-3 because they're playing Boston and Toronto. That gets you there. Whether that's in the wild card or 163, whatever it is, that's going to do it. If they lose tonight, 6-2, and you just gave up a Cole start, that doesn't look great.
No. You need to win the Cole start.
If you win tonight, like, that just makes the rest of this season so much more attainable. It's a whoo. Let's go.
Cole's got to watch out for Devers. Popped him once this year. Oh, no, popped him twice this year. The 3-run home run last game, home run before that game. He also has to watch out for Kike because Kike did hit a leadoff first pitch fastball home run off him the last time he faced him in Boston.
Dude, and Cole's such a peacock, and I think Kike's numbers versus fastball are so good that I think Cole is literally going to challenge him with a fastball first pitch. Is like, I'm the alpha, and I hate that.
You hate that. Okay. Well, that's a good thing to watch for then. Cole's first pitch to Kike. What are we going to get? I mean, you almost want, if it works, you like the mentality. If it doesn't work,
right,
you hate it.
It's like an instant. Yeah. Cool.
A lot rides on that first pitch to Kike.
A lot rides on the first pitch.
Eovaldi shuts down the Yankees.
Yeah.
So.
Nate Dogg.
Something you got to look out for. His last five starts against the Yankees, 5 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 7.2 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 5 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 7.2, 1, 6, 1. Those are all this season. Oh, my God, that's brutal. That's brutal. Dude, that's crazy.
I think, well, I don't want to say in good news. Yankees and Boston's pen both coming off days, so they're all hands on deck, pretty much available from both sides. We haven't seen Hansel Robles as a Red Sox, have we? Or maybe we saw him.
No, we saw him.
Outs.
No, when the Yankees swept them, he came in that game. He was the only one pitching well.
Yeah, but it looks like he's been doing the best on their team. No Whitlock for them, which, I don't know. I feel kind of good about that.
Yeah, it sucks that he got hurt.
He's the scariest guy out of their pen. Although I think Hauk is technically in their bullpen right now, so that could be interesting. But what's the Yanks pitching path to victory looking like for you, Jim?
I think it's Cole to the Chiz. Right? Can't be anything else. I mean, you want it to be Cole to Chapman, if we're being honest.
Right.
Otherwise, if it's Cole to someone to Chapman, I think it's Holmes.
So, yeah, that is kind of the question. If Garrett Cole pitches 7.
Who gets the 8th? Is it Chad or is it Clay?
Hail Mary for Wandy. Man, I think they might lean into Chad. Like, that's your guy.
Empowering.
His last outing was good, the 1.2. I think that's what they do.
Close game, it's Chad, it's Cole to the Chiz. Chad, Chalmers, Chapman. If it's a big difference either way, you might see Herman get some innings.
Herman, yeah, he came off the IL for the last game.
And you might see Seve. No, probably not Seve yet. You probably see Herman if it's a blowout either way.
Yeah, no idea. No idea what they're doing with Seve. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if Cole can only get you five, I mean, Abreu, Litke, Wandy, you wonder how much trust has Mike King built up in the last couple days. So, yeah, let's say Cole, a lot of pitches, gets through five innings, one earned. But he's got to come out. Do you go to Chad in the six, and you're hoping to get 1.2 and 1.1 out of him and Clay?
Split three innings with Chad and Chalmers.
That's it. Devers with two outs, Joely.
Yeah, no, they will. Yeah. If it's there's two outs and a lefty comes up later in the game, they will bring Joely in, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
that's one of the only things Boone's ever said with confidence.
Yeah.
Is we like Joely. He's our best guy against lefties, and if there's ever a chance against their best lefty, we're going to use him.
Man, and they've got Schwarber and Devers separated by Bogaerts. So, yeah, that could be a very interesting, like, point of the game. If it's a tight one and those lefties are up, they believe in Joely versus lefties. But holy smokes, if there's a Bogaerts versus Joely at bat, like, hold on to your dicks.
Literally. While you watch.
I do that sometimes.
Interesting. This guy said that we're depressing him.
Colin's depressed.
My job is so depressing. Should we play Filth Wish again for him?
I had Ramstein pulled up.
That's probably copyright.
Basically the same thing. You think so?
We have an in with a band who sings Filth Wish. So hopefully they never come for us. I'll save it for the old runner. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. What happened last series? Who did the win in? We tied.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to go first tonight, Jake.
Wow. Big series, three gamer. Nate Eovaldi on the bump for the Red Sox, Jim. Did you know that?
I did. It worries me. Brian asked if we're going to be live for the game today. We will not.
No.
We're not going to be live for the game Saturday either, but Sunday I think we are planning on it, right? We're going to be here because we're filming the other stuff before the game.
Right.
And I think we're filming the podcast. I think we plan on being live. Unless they lose the first two.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on. Are we doing Sunday? I thought that got moved. We'll talk about that after.
Oh, that got moved. So we can still go live, though.
We can. We'll see. We're going to feel out the series. We're going to feel out the series. With my first pick, there's a couple Yankees with some home run history. Man, season on the line. I'm going big Aaron Judge.
He's got good numbers off of Aldi as well. He's hit some homers off him. Good pick. I would have taken him.
Yeah.
Good pick, Jake. I would have taken him.
Thank you. Who are you going to take?
Well, let me figure that out. I have a guy that's got terrible numbers off of him.
It's because you've been watching them feet too much.
Yeah, those numbers are pretty bad, though, but it's just this year.
Does that change?
Changes it a little.
Your feet conversation.
No. You know what, man?
Okay.
You know what, man?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Rizzo.
Yeah, that was my hope for the second pick.
You wanted him?
Yeah.
Well, I chose him.
Yeah.
With my first. And you want to know why?
Yeah.
Schwarber's around.
Yes.
A lot of talks of who should have got what guy. Apparently the Red Sox wanted Rizzo.
Yeah.
And they got Schwarber.
Yes, sir.
He's got a good history against Eovaldi. He's only seen him 7 plate appearances, but he's got three hits out of those.
Mm.
Two doubles. So I'm going Anthony Rizzo with my first pick. And with my second pick, I'm taking the other big fella. He's DHing tonight. His name's Giancarlo Stanton. He's sexy, and he's pretty clutch, and he likes the big moments. Enjoy Stanton. Let's buy that billboard again outside of Yankee Stadium and not put us on there. Just put Enjoy Stanton.
Talking Yanks logo. He'd like that.
It's nice.
We'd be buddies.
Put a Talking Yanks logo on the bottom left. BBD's face, bottom right. Enjoy Stanton.
Yeah. Good picks. Good picks. Jim, I'm going with... for my second pick of the Homer draft, I've been watching this player. He's made some changes in his footwork recently at the plate. I think he's picked it up from Rizzo. Rizzo used to be further away from the plate, and now he's gotten closer, and that, you know, forces the issue on pitchers to try to beat you in. I'm going to Joey Gallo. I think it's the main what to watch for this game. I'm shocked he fell to me in the Homer draft today.
Well, it is a what to watch for. I agree with you there.
So. Is that like a car noise? I kind of wish I had the in NASCAR when they changed the tires really quick. It's like, joot, 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 joot.
Do that again. That sounds like something to me.
Okay, so tire comes in. Doot, 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 doot. It's missing a little like whoosh.
There's a movie where someone makes that sound effect.
Mine turned into a puppy dog by the end.
I liked what you did with it. Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a movie where a guy does that sound effect for something.
Go watch it.
I can't figure it out.
After the game, watch it.
No, you're better at it. Do it again.
Making noises.
I wasn't as.
There's more of a voom.
You had it good your first couple times. And it's a movie, a guy makes that. He does like moves like. Oh, Euro Trip, dude. When they do the robot fight. That's what it sounded like.
Don't watch that tonight.
No, watch the Yankees game.
Yeah.
It's a funny movie that holds up pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go do the over-under.
Like tea.
What do you think the over-under is at? 7.5? 8? 8 flat. 8 flat.
I love that, Jim. Fenway, couple pitchers on the hill. I'll go with you. I'll ride with you into the gates of Avalon. But it's 9.
Under. Please.
That's an interesting perspective.
Because if it's over, that means Cole did bad. The Yankees are not scoring more than 4 runs today.
You know, Jim, I do have a theory forming that the MLB adds slightly spicier baseballs to the big games. I think Field of Dreams game might have had them.
You have them being so much more competent than they are.
ESPN, Yankees, Red Sox, first game of the playoffs tonight on opening day. I think they might have some spicy meatballs in there. I'll take the over.
Been going to Lamaze classes. That's the joke. I haven't, but I need to.
Yeah.
Got canceled.
Lamaze or the classes?
The Lamaze class that we were going to got canceled.
Canceled.
Turns out, like, 3 of the other people were faking pregnancy just to go to a Lamaze class, and so they had to cancel it. Not enough bodies. They outed them fast. It's like a weird kink.
Any premonitions for this one, Jim?
Ooh, I did want to mention that you guys had another over at the stadium again. I don't know if this was talked about already, but
we're undefeated on the year
over at the stadium.
Yeah. We were at that game too.
Should we do if Higgy homers, we each get a point today?
Yes! Dude, Higgy's going to pop a premonition. It's going to be a blooper. Like, Remember when Todd Frazier homered over off Sale at Fenway, and it was like
fly ball homer,
a lollipop homer that landed in the lap of the people that sit in the first row of Fenway. That's what Higgy's doing today. Just a boo.
2 for 2 against Eovaldi. Hickster.
That's awesome that we're both going to get a point.
Yes. Any other promo? Is that your promo?
Yeah, I saw it, dude. Like, obviously he's going to homer, but the style of the homer I saw.
So for the same reason I wanted Rizzo with the second homer draft pick.
I just saw something else, man.
Rizzo makes, like, a world-class pick tonight. Like, highlight reel.
Okay.
Like, you can't tell the story of the game without talking about the Rizzo pick. Probably on a double play.
I have Gallo.
Mm-hmm.
Now...
Oh, to the
what? I have Gallo fumbling a ball off the monster.
Jim,
like, plays it too close. It does that big bounce on the warning track. Monster over his head a little bit, or monster down. The runner is like Kike, tries to go for three, and he pegs him by 15 feet.
I love.
When I was a little kid, I used to like to dry out my upper lip,
mm-hmm.
area, my upper gums in class. And then you pressure, and it stays like that, you know, for a while. And you just look like this.
Zach, what was a weird thing you used to do as a kid?
You used to shove marbles up your butt?
No.
That was Jake.
That was me.
Yeah, you heard that from someone else.
You do a full bag, not one at a time.
Full bag.
Bag o' marbles.
Yeah.
I got in trouble for this once, which is it's really stupid.
Ooh.
It's not even worth getting in trouble for.
Mm.
The holes in our desks, I was like in elementary school.
Sure.
They would get like holes in them from people like taking the pencil and going like this.
Burrowing, yeah.
A lot. So I would do that if there was already one in there. I wasn't creating one.
You'd
so there was already a crater
right
in there. And then my pencil's just sticking in there. Teacher comes by. I was like, I should give you suspension for that, but I won't. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Mm.
Weird thing to get mad about.
Yeah.
Damn. Sorry.
I don't know. Stuck with me, I guess.
Yeah. Dark.
Some things you hear as a kid, they stick with you for life.
Yeah.
It's true.
Parent tells you they don't love you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go Yanks.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.